Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. I am super excited after listening to that interview to hear to see that movie. Holy smokes!
Oh,
that was a great interview. That guy just seems like he had such a passion and a love for the guys who were part of it. It just makes you want to see it.
Yeah, you got to be passionate about anything, I think, in life to be truly successful at it. Otherwise, it's just not fun. So yeah, you definitely you could hear it. For sure. Now, Oiler fans are very passionate about their team. People are passionate about thoughts. Yesterday, we talked about the forward on the blue line for the Edmonton Oilers this season. You've got Klefbom, and you've got Larson, you got Secker, and you got Fane, you got Nurse, and you got Davidson. You throw in Reinhardt in the mix, and maybe a PTO to a veteran defenseman, or a trade from a strap team in the salary cap, like the Anaheim Ducks, possibly in the next few weeks. But right now, today, when you look at the Oilers' defense overall, not just like obviously everybody, hey, let's pick the best defenseman on the team to say is the most important one, but which defenseman are you most intrigued to watch to see if maybe they can answer the questions about them? Because I think every defenseman on this team will have some question marks about what they could do this year.
I would say Oscar Klefbom, because I think of all of the players on the Oilers blue line, we have a pretty good idea of what most of them are. I think we're still waiting to figure out if Klefbom can live up to what he's supposed to be. So the amount of money that he makes for the amount of games he's played doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's a little confusing. But the amount that we have seen him play recently, he's looked really good and looks like he belongs and looks like he'll be able to play a lot of minutes for them. But I don't know that anybody earning their money is more critical than Oscar Klefbom. He needs to be the $4 million defenseman that they're paying him like he is. So I'm going to go ahead and say Klefbom. I mean, I'm as curious as anybody to see Adam Larson. We've seen him live a handful of times. So I think that's absolutely crucial for them. You can call that a tie even. But the two Swedes are going to swing the Oilers season in a big way this year. If both of those guys meet expectations or overachieve, this team will take a big step forward.
Yeah, I agree, Ryan. I think they're the obviously the two most important defensemen to this group. Let me bounce this off you, though. I think if Brandon Davidson is at least as good as he was at the end, doesn't have to take another big leap like he did, because that's hard to do, and if Nurse can find his legs early after struggling at times, if those two are at least good, I think the defense has a chance to be decent to good overall.
I think you're onto something, Robin, because if like right now when you think of Brandon Davidson and you think of Darnell Nurse, you're probably thinking of two third pairing defensemen. That's probably where they're at and what they are right now. Davidson has not had a ton of time in the National Hockey League, and in the amount of time that he has had, he's shown some really nice improvement curve. Darnell Nurse is a young player, still very much developing. I think the expectation is he'll develop into a top four defenseman, but nobody would be surprised if it took till he was 23 years old for that to happen. But if either of those guys can put a stamp on themselves as top four blue liner sooner rather than later, well, now you've got guys that are potentially playing, you know, even below where they should be in the lineup, potentially.
Yep.
And that would be huge for this Oilers team, because they've traditionally had guys playing ahead of where they probably should be based on their skill set. So it's very possible that Darnell Nurse could be a top four defenseman sooner rather than later. And if he is, well, now you've got Sekera, and you got Klefbom, and you got Nurse, three guys who you could make the argument all belong in the top two pairings on the left side, and that's a good problem to have.
Brandon Davidson, probably because he has the least amount of experience, only 50, or I guess it's over 60 NHL games over the last few seasons. And, like, he really surprised a lot of people. I've talked to Davidson this summer, and he felt he didn't surprise himself. He felt like he was capable of doing this and was really frustrated when he got injured. And he talked at length about the things he wants to do better. He goes, man, I got to use my shot more. I think I have an NHL caliber shot above average.
Definitely.
I've got to use it more. And, you know, not cocky, but just a player who comes along very confident, kind of he's went through the learning curve in the American League for many seasons. Like, what's your expectations of Davidson? Do you think he could he bump Mark Fain out of the top four or move Secker over? Like, where do you think Davidson goes? Because I'm telling you, he was playing 20 minutes a night most games last year, Ryan, and the coaching staff loved him.
Yeah, very steady. And just a sensational story because, I mean, I remember doing this segment during training camp and into the exhibition season, and I'm sure it would have been the three of us at some point scratching our heads going, what are they waiting for? Like, why aren't they sending Brandon Davidson down? What are they waiting for? We kind of couldn't figure it out, and he would have been exposed to waivers, and they would have lost him, we now know. And so a player who wasn't really on our radars very much, as guys who cover the team, who we kind of couldn't figure out what the game plan was with this guy, but they believed in. And so, I mean, hey, like, we pile onto these guys big time when they make mistakes with players. I think they deserve a ton of credit here for making the right moves with a guy that we didn't see. So now they're patient with him. They hang on to him. They have roster shuffling to do at the start of last year to keep him. And in the end, they get a guy who could push for a top four spot like you just talked about, Jason. I think it's possible, but there's a bit of a caveat on Brandon Davidson with this season because he's going to most likely end up having to play a little bit out of position. If he has to play the right side, I don't know what a fair expectation compared to his play last year is if you're playing on the right side. Some guys can do it and it's not a problem, but not everybody can just step in and do that. And so I think we need to keep expectations tempered on Brandon Davidson if he's on the right side and paired with a younger player like Darnell Nurse, as opposed to playing his natural position and next to a veteran on the right side who would be able to insulate him and allow him to continue developing. He's going to have to be the responsible one while playing on his offside. I think that could be a little bit tough for him.
Talk a little bit about, I think we assume a Klefbom Larson pairing. Larson billed as that stay-at-home guy with maybe some offense that we haven't yet seen. This, to me, should free up Klefbom to be good both ways because he can play offensively, and if he's got that safety guy back there who's always at home, I think that could stand to really benefit Klefbom.
Yeah, and he's going to get the opportunity, guys. I think the Oilers had designs on potentially grabbing another right shot defenseman with some offensive touch. And I think they still have designs on doing that if the right player comes along. Mm-hmm. But in lieu of that, I think their fallback position is to, if Oscar Klefbom stays healthy, to give him some increased offensive minutes, to see what he can do, playing the blue line on a power play to try and funnel him some of that time and see if he can push it. Because if you actually look at Oscar Klefbom's point totals, they're actually not too shabby. He's shown that if given enough ice time and opportunity, he can actually produce at a decent rate. So I think that's the plan. And I think he's going to get those minutes. I think he's going to get that responsibility. Sekera, we know, can play the points on the power play. He tends to be a little frustrating back there. Larson, I think, would love to rediscover a little bit more offense in his game than he was given the opportunity to do in Jersey. So I think it's going to be a little bit by committee, and they're going to see who maybe shows that they can handle it. But Klefbom, to me, is first in line to take those minutes to see if he can.
Quick update. Polak, we're watching the game here, man. He crushed Connor McDavid heavily into the boards. But the captain of Team North America and future captain of the Oilers got up. So that's good news. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Oilers Nation, I don't know what would have happened.
Good thing Darnell Nurse isn't playing on Team North America.
Yeah, Polak running a skilled player. There's a bulletin, eh?
Well, yeah, trust me, that hit is going to be on the highlights, man. And it was how he looked to go on the boards. Honestly, I didn't think it was. They show the replay 1,000 times. Now I get it. And, you know, it's McDavid, but, you know, guy's not a porcelain doll. He got up pretty fast. No big deal. Quickly, you know, to Davidson, and we speak about Darnell Nurse as a good segue from the Polak fight last season.
Yeah.
But I spoke a lot about Nurse earlier. To me, I don't see the negative at all. If, by chance, they end up bringing in another veteran if Darnell Nurse starts the season in the minors. I'm not saying he has to. If he looks great, then there's no reason to. But it's a really nice option to have that they could send him down to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think Darnell would be sour.
Oh,
if
yes.
You would want him to be. I don't think they have plans on doing that. I think they plan on Darnell Nurse developing in a third pairing this year. I think physically he's ready. I think he's been physically ready for a season or two. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how Darnell looks, and we'll see where his headspace is at. We'll see what kind of decisions he's making. And part of the reason why Darnell, there's some up and down in his game, and I think when he gets a little bit too loose from the offensive, like from the red line into the offensive zone, he gets a little bit loose and the decision-making gets a little bit loose, he gets himself into trouble. And I don't think there's going to be a real big tolerance for that, because I think what Darnell Nurse probably will end up kind of coming across is that he's not necessarily the offensive defenseman that he was able to be in junior, that largely his role is going to be as a big, mean, powerful defensive defenseman with, maybe can play a second power play unit, down the road. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of tolerance for Darnell being a wild card from the red line in. And if he tries to do that in the early going, he'll fall out of favor with Todd. And that's, I think it's up to Darnell whether he's here or not. If he comes in and makes good decisions and shows that he's here to play defense first and chip in where he can, I think there's a spot on this team for him.
Schauger, go watch the highlights, because you will see. I'm sure the GIF will be online sooner than later.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm actually just about to go on a tour of the Oilers' new dressing room.
So you know what? We might call you later on in the show, because I know that starts at 4 o'clock, and we might get an update around 5:20 to see how it was.
Yeah, for sure. Well, shoot me a text, and if we're done, I'll be happy to hop back on and give you the rundown of their new digs. Apparently, it's off the charts, incredible, best facility for any team in this country or the one south of us. Apparently, it's just unbelievable, so I'm going to get eyes on it myself.
All right, Schauger, we will talk to you tomorrow or maybe later today.
Okay, see you, Rubes. See you, boys.